You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It is just about 30 minutes after the hour, at the bottom of the hour exactly. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is the famous Marion Call. So excited to have you here today.
Very, only mildly famous.
It is the A-list hour in Juno Afternoon today. All these celebrities coming through.
I mean, not Irene Bedard, but I have an exciting news. We're trying something new. Travis at the Rookery approached me about starting a new all-ages open mic downtown, and I am extremely excited about that. So we've been working on it for the last few months, and now I think we have it together, and we launch next week. Wednesday, October 17th, will be the first new all-ages open mic at the Rookery. It's called the Mountainside Open Mic and Art Jam.
That's a great name. I walk up Seward Street quite a bit, and it feels like a mountain.
Yeah, well, it is. You're literally walking up a mountain to go home at night.
That's true. Okay, well, before we get into all the details of the open mic, let's talk about you for a minute. Many people around here know you as a musician, singer-songwriter, perform here in Juno quite a bit. You also go on tour. Last album was Standing Stones. That was last year. So after the album was released, you went on tour. Did you take a break after that?
It was like a 43-state tour. It was a huge tour.
Wow, 43 states. That's almost 50.
I know. I was gone for a long time.
People don't have Alaska on their list of states, but that's where you started.
I know. I try and remember all the forgotten states. I have Alaska, Hawaii, Delaware. I mean, the places everybody forgets.
So how was the tour?
It was amazing. It was a really amazing time to be traveling. There's a lot of wildfire smoke. There were hurricanes, tornadoes, you know, lightning storms. It's good to really see the breadth of the continent. You know, I really enjoy that. And now I'm very, very happy to be home. I have resisted getting too involved in a lot of Juno stuff because I've just traveled, so I'm unreliable.
Like you're pretty involved in some stuff. I know things now.
Not like on a weekly basis, you know, because I haven't been like reliable. I haven't been around very much. I'm always hopping out of state for something or other. And this year and next year, like, I'm really focusing on just being here, and so I can finally start participating in stuff. I'm really excited. So I'm doing some work with Perseverance. I'm doing the Casablanca production that you're also doing, and I wanted to start something of my own, not because I'm the most qualified, just because I think I have the time and the energy, and I feel the need, you know. I wanted to start an open mic because, first of all, the kids and the teens, the youth around here are such amazing musicians with such amazing ideas. Like, they blow me away. Second of all, a lot of us are getting older and want to go out and do our entertainment, open mic or otherwise, between like 7 and 10, not between 10 and 1.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, so I wanted to do something that was 7 to 9, you know, an easy time, appropriate for families, appropriate to be out if you have homework, you know, and or if you're just, you know, a grown-up like me. And I think I also love whenever Folk Fest happens, it's just like the whole city comes alive. I love it. Also, like, during Celebration, during Jazz and Classics to a degree, you know, just when the whole city is just like resonating with all kinds of music, I get very excited. And I feel like Juno has the potential to resonate like that a little bit more often. That spirit is really wonderful, and I want to see it like fostered. And see people grow. And that's the other reason I wanted to name it Mountainside, was we want to like give all the many artists at many different levels here a chance to grow whatever they're doing and try new things and collaborate, you know, just try something new and hear each other.
I really like this idea, and I like the sort of bring the spirit of Folk Fest downtown all year round. It's a great motto for this event. So Mountainside Open Mic and Art Jam.
I should mention why it's called an art jam, too.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
So we have traditional open mic, you know, 10 minutes, 2 songs, whatever. But it's also an art jam, and that's because I roped my husband, Pat Race, at Alaska Robotics in. And we both love doing live drawing, and we've had live drawing nights in Juno on and off in different, like, capacities. We love doing it, and we had a concert earlier this year in associated with MiniCon, where we had music and we also had live drawing, and it was so fun. And we just invited the whole crowd to draw while they were there. And it was such a great vibe. Like, people who were like, I don't draw, were still doodling, you know, and some people were coloring, and other people were just writing poetry while they listened, you know. It was such a great vibe. And we thought, let's do that. Let's invite our artists in town to come and work on their project. If it's crochet, if it's illustration, if it's like a little, you know, travel watercolor kit, if it's some paper craft, come do your origami, whatever. Do something artistic with your hands to give yourself, I don't know, to give yourself the headspace to listen and just be creative, even when you're not the one on stage. So that's why it's an open mic and art jam. We're going to have some art supplies. We'll bring some, you know, crayons and paper. We might also have some nicer, like, sketchbooks and pens available at, you know, right around the corner at Alaska Robotics. Mm-hmm. And we invite you to come live draw the musicians or work on your own art project or your homework or your novel, whatever. It's going to be an art space.
I think it sounds terrific. First one is October 17th, and then it runs through December 12th. You've got some details.
Oh, and it's every week, just to clarify.
Every week,
Wednesday night, 7 to 9 at the Rookery, October 17th through December 12th.
And there are some details for performers that might want to participate that it'd probably be good to share. We don't have to go down the whole list, but do you want to touch on some of the most important ones?
Sure. In general, a lot of open mics skew toward like folk country acoustic. We want to accept all genres. That means if you're working on some hip hop beats, bring them down. That means if you have a rock band, bring like a light kit down so that we can, you know, bring just like a snare and kick and hi-hat and, you know, your instruments, and we'll try and get the sound appropriate for the space. If you're working on a string trio, bring that. If you're singing an aria or if you're singing Great American Songbook, bring that. If you're writing new folky acoustic classic open mic songs, bring it. You know, whatever you want. We want to express, like, not just some of the music in Juneau. We want to express all of it, from traditional drumming to opera to, like, international music of all kinds. Whatever is happening in town, we want to make a space for it. So that means that whatever kind of music you do is welcome. You know, piano concerto, chiptunes beats, whatever it is, video game music, bring it on down. We want to hear it. It's not required that it be original. You can do covers. But we do ask that if you are bringing a backing track, that it be something you made or one of your musical collaborators here in town made. So if it's a beat, it needs to be a beat you made, not one you just pulled the default off GarageBand. That's kind of our challenge to everyone here. We probably won't let the same people play every single week. We'll ask you to, like, if you play this week and we have a full roster, like, wait a week and give someone else a chance. But we are going to invite people to keep bringing back new material. And we may even have writing challenges, like, you know, okay, next month I want you to bring me a song about Devil's Club in some aspect, right? Let's see what we get if we all, you know, put our minds to that.
And when you do go, doors open and sign up begins at 6:30.
Yes, that's
it,
right.
It also says that you will provide two mics and some other things for the performers.
Yeah, we'll have a PA. We'll have sound. So we'll have two mics and we'll have two lines. And Tom Locher has volunteered to let us use a keyboard as well, meaning if you're a keyboard player, there will be one there. If you have any other technical needs, just get in touch with me in advance. And, hey, if you're interested in, like, volunteering, helping me move tables, learning how to run sound, we want, like, a sound intern there all the time. You know, we want, like, a bunch of people in town to learn to run a little soundboard so that this can become a learning experience for anyone who's interested in any part. You should come down. You should come MC. You should come be our host sometime, Shelley.
Well, I just might do that, Marion. Yeah. You just joined me. I'm speaking to Marion Call. And if you want to sign up for Open Mic Night, you can email Marion at MarionCall.com. There's also all the events are on Facebook. I found a lot of great information there.
That's right. So, all the details are on the new Facebook page. It just showed up like 2 days ago. But just
like
look
magic
up Mountainside Open Mic in Juneau and you will find it. And like that page if you want to see what's up.
All right. And I also think it's nice that you direct people who want to do poetry or storytelling to maybe, like, utilize the outlets that are already there for that.
That's right.
And
Woosh Kinyade and like Club Baby Seal for comedy and so
right.
on. We're a music focused open mic as far as the performance, just because there are already so many amazing organizations in town, and we want to dovetail with them, not compete with them.
Yeah, I think that's terrific, and I think that's very smart of you to set it up that way.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can even kind of help everyone do a big group push to get their stuff ready for Folk Fest. You know, get everyone prepared. Kind of, we want to support other organizations.
Well, I think it sounds like it's going to be a really supportive environment and also fun. And there's drawing, so that's good as well.
And there's drawing, yeah. While you listen to everybody, if you're having trouble keeping quiet, you can doodle, you can pass notes, you know.
All right. So that's Mountainside Open Mic starting next week on Wednesday, October 17th. Sign up start at 6:30. Music begins at 7. Do you have a lot of early interest? Do you have a full roster for next week?
I don't have a full roster yet. For now, we're going to do in-person signups. If people do get really interested, because we have a limited number of slots per week, we'll see how it goes. But if people do get really interested, we'll start doing advanced signups online or something like that. But we'll have open mic performers most weeks from 7 through 8:30. And then at 8:30, we're going to have a featured artist, a showcase artist. At that point, we're going to pass the hat for the artist, and we're going to hear like a concert to end the evening. And anyone who becomes a regular at the open mic and comes up with 30 minutes of original good material is going to be eligible for a showcase. So for now, we have Dan Kirkwood, we have Laura and Abby Zahasky, we have Aaron Heist, we have Juno Cabaret is going to come in and do some performances. Those showcases will happen at the end of every night to like just feature some of our local amazing greats in that beautiful kind of quiet space. The Rookery is perfect for that.
Awesome. You kind of buried the lead on that one. I didn't read that in the details. Sounds terrific.
Anyone who trains themselves up and like gets their material together, gets a little group together, is eligible to do one of these showcases eventually. We'll probably start with known names, but we'll be looking for new talent, new people in town who don't come out of the woodwork except maybe at Folk Fest, or maybe not even then. We just want to foster, you know, growth up and up the mountainside.
And do you know who the featured artist will be on the 17th?
The 17th is the first night. I don't know that we'll have an artist that night because we'll be figuring out how it goes and accommodating everybody and having a good time, socializing, eating Rookery cookies.
Cookies, too.
That's right. After that, I'll have a schedule posted of our showcase artists so you can see when there's someone you really want to come hear. And if you just want to hear the showcase, you can pop in at 8:30 on any of those nights.
Well, speaking of featured artists, Marianne, what's on the horizon for you in the next like year or so career-wise?
I'm doing a lot of collaborations right now. I've written a bunch of new songs. They're up on my Patreon, which is like a slow-motion Kickstarter. It's like instead of a Kickstarter where you raise a bunch of money at once, it's like a dollar a month sort of. And that's how I'm kind of working now. I've just finished some new Doctor Who songs that'll be coming out this week. I've got a song about museums that I'm working on. A lot of stuff, but nothing that's like a big album project. Right now I'm kind of focusing on community and getting settled in Juneau and writing like one song at a time.
And you've got a couple of upcoming performances that I wanted to be sure that we mentioned. Online concert coming up.
That's right. I'm playing a show on the internet.
I think that's awesome. It's like you just live stream yourself.
Well, it's fun. I mean, my fans in Europe miss me and I miss them, and I can see them anytime on the internet. So that'll be on October 20th, Saturday. It'll be at noon, Alaska time, if you want to throw it on in the background of your day. You know, it's a good like little radio show sort of, if you want to put that on. And then we're doing a real in-person show, me and Laura Zahasky, on November 29th at the Gold Town Theater.
Excellent.
I actually haven't played in Alaska. I haven't played here like hardly a solo show in like over a year. So that'll be a good thing.
Oh, that's terrific. And the Gold Town's a great place to do it. Mm-hmm. Marian Call. Well, where else can we find more information about you?
MarianCall.com, although that might be a tiny bit out of date. I got to get my next concert on there. You can also find me on Twitter all the time, hanging out with the Alaska nerds there and all the journalists. It's really
right
fun.
There with you. I really enjoy following you on Twitter.
And you can find me starting every Wednesday night at the Rookery.
That sounds great. Mountainside Open Mic and Art Jam starts next Wednesday, October 17th, 7 p.m. at the Rookery. Marian Call, thanks so much for being here tonight.
Thank you, Shelley.